we explain the news on 938 Live.
Tips and tricks of value investing this morning as we are joined by Ivan Lowe. Ivan is the Chief Master Trainer of the Value Investing College. He is also the author of two best-selling books, Profit from Mistakes and Profit from Stock Tips. Value investing stock tips. Don't know whether they gel. We're also joined by Pete Tan. Pete is a trainer at the Value Investing College, and we also joined by Cheng Kok. He is also a trainer from the Value Investing College, and both of them are also contributors to the Secrets of Value Investing. Before I say anything more, I'm going to give the floor, or rather the mics, to Ivan Lowe, Pete Tan, and Cheng Kok. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Ivan, let's talk about value investing in this particular climate. People these days seem to be more concerned with investing for the short rather than the long term. Has all this volatility, Brexit, etc., interest rates and causing this volatility on the market, affected your portfolio at all?
Okay, for me, the volatility, in fact, is an opportunity for value investors.
Okay. Yeah,
because each time, like as example, like the Brexit recently issued, and it actually offers a lot of opportunity for the value investors, whereas investors who are without proper knowledge,
right.
They probably take that period of time to just exit everything.
Sure.
Yeah, but for us, it's like we know that, wow, this is an opportunity time. So what we did is that during that time, and banks are hit quite badly during that time.
Sure.
So what we do is that actually we share with our students to actually take a look at some of the banks.
Okay.
Yeah, so just buy a little bit of the bank stocks for the long run.
Yeah. We'll speak with Pete right now. Pete, you're also a contributor to the Secrets of Value Investors. What are people doing wrong?
I think most people, like what Ivan said, is when the market was bad and the mood is very down, everyone gets fearful.
Right.
And everyone follows the crowd and start exiting. But actually, this is the best time to buy. And really, if you have the knowledge of value investing and you know what you're buying, and now the market is telling you, hey, it's a fire sale. So the main thing you should be doing is not running away, but if you run into the market and start shopping.
Okay. Yeah. Supposing I was in the market and I saw, well, badly timed investments. When people are heading for the door, let's speak with Cheng Kok right now. Cheng Kok, what is it about Singapore investors? They love their equities, but are heading to the door when everyone leaves.
Oh, that is very normal, because the number one thing that people have is fear. So most of the time, people, what we do is we cannot live with fear. What I suggest is people is we can live together with fear, because at the end of the day, fundamentals doesn't change. Doesn't mean that stock price plunged tomorrow or yesterday. The business doesn't change itself. So we should actually position ourselves to enter the market at this period of time.
I'll put this to Ivan. Let's talk about the price of oil. The correlation, you know, when oil is going down and stock markets are rallying, doesn't really tally, because of the fact that if it's cheaper, things should be fueling other sectors of the economy. But why is oil playing such a big role in equity markets?
All right. So actually, you can see from the past, right, in many years ago, I mean, oil always plays a part in influencing the market.
Sure.
Yeah. So you can see that oil was from about 100,
right,
and then now it drops to about 29 during January, early this year. So that offers a very good opportunity if you know what you can do about it.
Okay, if we're talking about fundamentals, that means companies that were doing oil explorations, perhaps ancillary explorations, their prices would have been affected by the dip in oil. Fundamentally, are they still sound? I'll ask Pete that.
I think for the stock, oil stock, we need to be very specific when we look at it. There are very different type of oil stock. Like what you mentioned, there are some exploratory, some of them are
supplying the oil.
So if you are a full chain company, for example, if you're like ExxonMobil, for example, you will not really be that affected in the stricter sense. You look at the profit of ExxonMobil, although it has gone down, but it has not gone down as much as the oil prices, because they buy cheap, and although they sell cheap, but they are buying cheap as well because the oil is cheap. So in that sense, not all oil stocks are the same. So they are not impacted the same, but if you look at the prices, because the market is fearful in that sense, they have punished all the oil stocks the same together. Yeah.
So is there potential for future gain? I'll put that to Chen Kok.
Definitely. Because at the moment, what I feel most people are concerned about is price. But what we are concerned about is the value of the stock itself. Because if we're always concerned of the price, we'll be concerned tomorrow what's going to happen and so on. But let's talk about a company. So for the audience, let's think of a question whereby in the next 10 years, will people stop using oil altogether? Mm-hmm. If the answer is yes, then I think that we might want to take a little bit, take a look at the industry again. But let's say 10 years later, will we still be using cars? Will we still be using oil to fuel our needs and so on? So that's a question that I would like to pose to the audience.
And if you want to get in on the conversation, our number is 669-11938. Put your questions to Ivan Low. He is the author of two best-selling books, Profit from Stock Tips and Profit from Mistakes. We are also joined by Pete Tan. Pete is also a trainer at the Value Investing College. He is a contributor, The Secrets of Value Investors. And O Chen Kok, also a trainer at the VIC. Gentlemen, let me put this to you. What are the secrets of value investing? Are there secrets? People just say invest in the fundamentals and for the long term and sleep peacefully at night. Is it as easy as that? Let me ask Ivan.
Oh, yes. In fact, value investing is something that is simple, okay, and is sensible. So inside, one of my secrets is that I always use this principle that I keep it simple and sensible.
Do you keep it to what you know?
Yes. What I know is that basically I will keep it to what I know. When I always tell my students that when you invest, you always invest in businesses that you understand.
Okay, let's look at something like a can of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Would that still be around in 10 years' time? Is that your yardstick for investing? Let me ask Chen Kok.
Yes, definitely. In fact, I did a research on Coca-Cola before, and let's think about it. We are all drinking water. If we, for example, McDonald's, every time we buy a meal, it comes with a Coca-Cola, definitely, unless you choose to change to another drink.
Sure.
And if you choose to change another drink, like me, I like a more healthy approach. Mm-hmm. So if I change to mineral water, guess what? It's still by Coca-Cola.
Okay, and that goes under Dasani or something like that. 669-11938 is our number. Pete, have you made a mistake before?
Of course. I think that applies to all of us here. Right. We definitely have made mistakes.
Did you make the mistake before you went into value investing or while you were value investing?
To be honest, the mistake continues even as you learn value investing.
Sure.
Because you are always learning along the way, and even you understand the fundamentals of value investing, I think the mistake doesn't come from the strategy, but more from the human psychology, like what we mentioned about being fearful of the market. Yeah.
So this particular point in time, I'm going to ask each and every, did you anticipate Brexit, Ivan?
No, for me, I did not anticipate at all. So I'm usually waiting for events to happen, and then I will analyze based on that events.
Chen Kok, did you anticipate? Did you have any hedges? Did you keep your money in cash?
In fact, I was keeping a portion of money in cash just in case Brexit were to happen, I can enter the market.
And of course, Pete, the same question. Do you get caught with your pants down?
not really, but in the most honest way, actually, when we was watching this situation, I was hoping for Brexit because I know when it happens, the market will give us good values.
Yeah. And did you expect the rally after? This was a temporary thing while everyone was losing? How did you keep your head when everyone else seemed to be losing theirs? You are also part of the Value Investing College. You teach other people how to invest. Did your trainees go crazy?
Oh yes, definitely. The trainings are feeling fearful and confused. You know, they're like asking like, oh, so what's going to happen next? And so we actually did a talk for them to share with them. Okay, so this is what Brexit is about, and then how are you going to get yourself ready? Let's say if there's a lot of opportunity coming about. Yeah.
669-11938 is our number if you want to get in on the conversation. Now is the time to do it. You are listening to Dollars and Cents on 938 Live. We are joined this morning by Ivan Law, Chief Master Trainer at the Value Investing College. He's also the author of two best-selling books. Pete Tan is a trainer at the Value Investing College. He's the co-author of The Secret of Value Investors, and he also manages his family fund. O Chen Kok is also a trainer at the VIC, and he's part of the VIC Stock Research Team, and he's also the co-author of Secrets of Value Investors, as well as a trainer at the VIC. Dollars and Cents will continue in about 2 minutes. We're going for a short break for an update of the news and what's happening on the roads of Singapore. Keep it right here on 938 Live. 938 Live.